Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Cultivating Faith Ministry Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Garza. And today, I just want to quickly touch on a topic of wisdom. How do we find it? Where do we get it from? And what's the best way to go about when we need wisdom for decisions and choices that we have to make through life? So today we're going to start just with the scripture from James 1:5, and it reads, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and it will be given to him." See, God knows what's right in every single circumstance, and we don't. I mean, that's obvious. You're like me, you're really good at making bad choices. Because see, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death, says Proverbs 14:12. And yet, God installs us as decision makers nonetheless. He intends us to struggle through and answer tough questions throughout our lives. Should I take the job? Should I marry this person? Am I becoming the person that God intends me to become? Those are hard questions, and they come with huge implications. See, King Solomon was an epic decision maker. God told him, "I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you," written in 1 Kings 3:12. Fortunately for the rest of us, Solomon passed along some of that God-given wisdom in the form of the book of Proverbs. For tough questions, Solomon wrote, "We must look first to God." One way to do that, since he empowers us as agents of his wisdom, is actually to look to our brothers and sisters in Christian community. We can find all of that in Proverbs 11:14 or in James 5:19 through 20. Wrote Solomon, "A wise man listens to advice," in Proverbs 12:15. Counsel from other men is one of the most powerful tools. We needn't use it for every single question, but for the toughest ones, we need to. We can't rely on our own understanding. We must go to God and go to other Christian men and women who are seeking God and who are seeking God's wisdom so that we can trust their discernment also. So, what can we do about this? Well, gather some folks, two or three at least, probably not more than five or six, who know you and who will be transparent with you. Plan for an hour or two. Describe the situation that you're facing, the question, the background of it, the possible courses of action. Ask them to discern with you, not to judge, but discern, and encourage them to ask questions and help you search for wisdom. I bet you'll be surprised before the end of that conversation. Because we must seek the wisdom. We must seek guidance from others. God doesn't expect us to be out here doing it on our own. He doesn't expect us to have all the right answers. I mean, if he did, then there would have been no need for Christ. So he knows that we're going to struggle with this. He knows that we're going to seek this wisdom. He knows that we're going to need this guidance. So stop thinking you can do it all, because you can't. It's proven time after time after time. But see, somebody who's really strong in their faith is willing to submit to authorities around them, to wisdom, knowledge, experiences, testimonies, all these things around them that can be put to good use. So stop trying to run the show, because you're not even the author. It's already been written. It's just up to you to figure out exactly what that script is that God has for you, and to walk it and live it and apply it. God bless.